fire, just flames are pouring from the buildings now. There's cars toppled, buildings entire, just crushed and crumbled. I'm not sure if it's safe to report from my vantage point. I really need to leave. Civil defense has informed me that the surrounding areas are in ruin. I see some people running now. In the opinion of this reporter, if this nation, or in fact the world, ever needed heroes, that time is now. That time is now.
Podcast midweek short. This time around, you got Paul talking about The Flash, the CW's new hit show. Comes on Tuesdays, I believe, and this is should be coming close to the end of season one, I guess. I've never seen the show. My son likes it, and my friend Kill Bill suggested I do a review of it. He wanted me to do a review of Gotham, which I refused to do. But I thought, I'll give Flash a shot. I think he's pretty cool. I liked the show in the 90s, and I've read the comic, you know, growing up, whenever that happened. And I gotta say, it's okay. I mean, it's got plenty of action. It's got your standard CW house drama, which is a bunch of young people standing around talking really close at work about dramatic stuff when they should be doing something on the clock. The acting so-so. I don't really know any of the actors or actresses in the show except for, you know, a few familiar faces, but the names just escape me. I mean, the thing I think is cool is they've got the guy from the old 90s TV show as the Flash's dad, which is kind of neat, and the scientist chick from the show shows up periodically. But names escape me right now. Another thing I like about the show is that unlike the shows that Marvel is doing, this show actually has superheroes and supervillains in it. And they actually have powers. And, you know, the drama's pretty melodramatic, and it's kind of cool to watch these characters develop now. And I mean, admittedly, though, I came in halfway through this series. I'd never seen an episode. Wasn't really enthusiastic about it. But, you know, I got asked to do this. So I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And it's not that bad. I mean, it's, you know, it's just, I don't know if I love it or hate it just yet. So I'm going to give it a couple more episodes. I think Flash looks cool. Most of the villains so far have been pretty neat. They've done modern spins on some old corny characters, because that was one of Flash's problems. Is here he is, he's the fastest man alive. He can move so fast, he can pass through solid objects and pass through time, and he fights guys who throws boomerangs. So they've actually kind of ramped up the villains a little bit and made them kind of neat. I have no idea if DC is doing what Marvel is doing as far as making their, you know, movie and TV franchises mimic, you know, the comics mimic the movies. But you know, that is, I don't know, but I just, it's a good show. It really is. You know, for what it is. If you don't know anything about Flash, he has a rogues gallery quite like Batman and Spider-Man. I mean, there's just dozens of them. But unlike the Batman and Spider-Man, you know, who always focus on like two or three bad guys, you know, Flash has pretty much a rotating, revolving door of, you know, nemesi, or whatever the plural for nemesis is. And I don't know. I think it's a pretty good show. I don't know what more I can add to it. I mentioned Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. earlier, and the thing about those shows that just fall flat for me is like, in the case of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's like all the filler stuff between like the movies, you know, that with the normal people drama and stuff like that. And the problem with that is there's a reason why they leave that stuff out of the movies, because it's just boring. I mean, I watched 3 or 4 episodes and couldn't even stay awake through half of them. So there was really nothing in it to hold me. And Agent Carter was the same way. I got really excited about it, and it just, after about an episode and a half, I just went, meh, it's just not, you know, you're gonna give me an Agent Carter story, and it's gonna be just kind of ho hum. I don't think so. I mean, even it's a period piece. It takes place just after World War II, and it's just kind of very staged and very fake looking, and I just don't like it. But now, in the case of the Flash, though. Flash being, you know, a contemporary story with a lot of, you know, quasi comic book tech talk to make everything seem like it makes sense. It kind of works. But the thing that does bug me about the Flash is the Barry Allen's character. He's like this young man, and I'm like, his character would be better suited for, you know, the kid Flash versus, you know, the adult superhero. But, you know, I guess they gotta appeal to the CW's age bracket. And, you know, that aside, though, it's, you know, it's worth watching, I guess. It's better than, you know, it's better than a lot of stuff out there. But I don't really know. I mean, I don't have cable. I gotta watch it on Hulu. So I can't really judge it against everything, but pretty much there's a reason why I don't have cable, so there's that. That's a pretty convoluted review of a show that you either are already watching or didn't have any plans to watch, but, you know, you do what you do. And so, having said that, this has been Paul Schultz for Don't Panic. Remember, nothing you've just heard is true.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. When I was a child, I saw my mother killed by something impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, I use my speed to fight crime and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who killed my mother and get justice for my father. I am the Flash.